It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1. Mots Radio RX 93.1. And good morning,
Hello.
Everyone.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday, May 7th.
Yeah.
Is it, a week before elections?
Yes.
What did you do with your skin?
Oh, really? It's that fast.
I have a new thing.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, whoa.
I just started last night.
Whatever it is you did, you just have to keep on doing it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You look so pretty.
Well, thank you.
I mean, really even.
Yes.
You look very even.
Wow, it works that fast. I just started last night.
Oh, well, I can see the difference.
Wow.
And you know when people are shiny, but it's not because of the oil?
Yeah.
Well, a little bit because of the oil. But skin
it's,
is...
It's the glow.
It's the glow. You have a...
I have a glow.
You have
I'm
the
glowing.
You have the after... What did you do last night, huh?
No, just slept, unfortunately.
Well, fortunately, you just slept.
Yeah.
It's a much needed thing.
Wow. It's a noise. It's magic.
Ooh, no, it's monster.
Here we go again.
Let's leave it alone.
Okay, but we've got a top 10. When is Mother's Day? Is it this Sunday?
This Sunday.
Oh, there. Yep. Okay, so we've got a Mother's Day-ish top 10.
Okay.
Courtesy of Shivana. It's pretty cute. It's the top 10 my mama taught me. But apparently there's a pattern.
Okay.
Okay, this is how it works. So my mama taught me... my mama taught me persistence. Hindi ka tatayo hanggang hindi mo nauubos ang pagkain mo.
Oh yeah, that's what my mom taught me.
Or my mama taught me religion. My God, ang bagal mo.
Why religion?
No, kasi my God. Or my mom taught me ophthalmology.
Okay, kita mo?
Hindi, pag hindi mo nakita yung hinahanap, pinapahanap ko sa'yo, makikita mo.
Oh, okay.
Or, my mom taught me meteorology.
Okay.
Ano ba yung kwarto mo? Parang binagyo. Okay, so you tell us first the lesson that your mom taught you, and then an example.
All right. Okay, follow the pattern.
Yes. Okay, so like, the lesson first, and then tell us like an example, a quote.
My mom taught me guilt.
Yes.
For example. If I ask her to buy me a toy, she would say, yeah, I'll buy you the toy, but makukulong ako. At pag nakulong ako, wala mag-aalaga sa inyo. Mahirapan ang daddy mo, mamamatay siya. This is a true story. My mom did that, and she is unbelievable because all of us, we're all in our whatever, I don't want to say our ages, but...
Yeah.
She has that button and she can always, you know, press it.
That's true.
Guilt.
My mom taught me...
You would think we were Jewish.
My mom taught me culinary skill. No, not skills. Because that is cooking.
Yeah.
What do you call that? Yung eating... gastronomy.
Okay.
Diba? That's the,
yes,
diba? Gastronomy.
Gastronomy
is like eating.
Yeah.
My mom taught me gastronomy. Kasi nung magkasama kami, sabi niya, grabe. Hindi naman masarap yung hamburger nila dito. Eh, siopaw yung kinakain. So, the necessary...
Ang gulo!
Like, Mom, you're eating a siopaw. Kaya no. Siya hindi masarap na hamburger. Hindi
yeah,
talaga siya masarap.
Stuff like that. And we know mothers can get weird.
Yeah. So, actually, the technique here, if you don't know what to do, get a really... like nice quote from your mom. Just find a nice lesson for it.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay.
Do it the other way around. Para you can just give us the lesson and then an example of that lesson.
Right.
Okay? So the top 10 my mama taught me. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my mama taught me.
All right, so we're going to take this quick break. And when we come back, Alvin's staying just a little bit so he can talk to me about something. Find out what it is after these.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning rush.
Hello, good morning, guys. This is Del in for the news. The first one today on this Tuesday, May 7, 2013. In very odd and scary news.
And tragic.
All right, listen up, guys. A woman and four members of her bridal shower burned to death in a horrific accident when their rented limousine caught fire en route to a party in California celebrating her wedding. The limo driver and four women managed to escape the burning vehicle, but the bride and four of her friends perished in the blaze. The Chronicle, that's the newspaper, reported that the woman for whom the bridal shower was thrown had recently married and had planned to return to her native Philippines for another ceremony next month. But for unknown reasons, the party-bound vehicle, which was en route to a wedding shower in nearby Foster City, burst into flames on the San Mateo Bridge just south of San Francisco. The dead women, all in their 30s and 40s, included newlywed Nerissa Fojas, 31, of Fresno, according to the Chronicle, which quoted the deceased woman's sister.
And this was pretty much in the news yesterday. Well, mainly because they're Filipinos.
Yeah.
And it's just tragic. I mean, remember, this is supposed to be like, and like, this is supposed to be like the precursor to the big day, which is the wedding. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the bridal shower.
Well, she had already gotten married, so.
Oh, they were already married. How come it's a shower?
That's what this was saying, right?
Okay.
Four members of her bridal shower burned to death, but. I think it was she was already married.
Uh-oh.
Included newlywed.
Okay.
Newlywed Nerissa Fojas.
Then how come they have a shower?
Well, maybe, you know, sometimes the wedding comes first. Maybe it was a civil wedding and then the shower came after.
But, you know, that's the thing. They were saying,
so tragic.
How could they not? It's not like a plane where, you know, before you get to the exit, you'd have to go through. You know, it was just a car. It was a limo.
Well, remember, it burst into flames.
Like it exploded.
It exploded. And so, well, they will find out if there's some sort of foul play.
Yeah. I don't think there is. Because, you know, the limo company really was like apologizing like anything. Maybe it was like a mechanical thing or something.
Well, that's the thing. There will be an investigation that explains, because this is a little odd.
It's odd. I mean, usually you would have, if it's just a car, a burning car, you would have more than enough time to get out.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a car door away to freedom.
Yeah, well, unless the car started from the fuel tank for, if that's the case, then that's harder,
and you know, like in the plane, usually the one of the main causes of death is not actually the flame, but
suffocation,
the fumes.
Yeah.
But then, you know, because, you know, the fuselage is pretty long, and you can get trapped, you know, in between. But with a car, on
maybe
paper,
it was locked.
You should be able to get out.
Yeah, maybe they couldn't get the doors open.
Oh, you know, like here in the Philippines, when the driver doesn't unlock it, sometimes you don't have, like, you know, children in child lock or something.
Child-proof.
You can't get out.
And even the windows, because
the
window would be easy enough to roll it down, and you could get out of the window through the window.
That's really frightening.
Well, anyway, this happened.
And remember, just a couple of days ago, there was a burning
Thursday,
fire.
A burning car
on C5.
Yeah, burning cab.
Yikes.
On C5. But we see this often
all
now.
The time, yeah.
I don't know why that is. Anyway,
that
is the first news update here on the Morning Rush. I guess, you know, just like my car trouble, it's so inconvenient.
Yeah,
but the maintenance of your car is essential because your safety depends on it.
It's always safety first.
Safety first. Yeah. Plus, you know, with the heat and everything, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
That is the first news update here on the Morning Rush. You've got the Kikay Barkada all the way until 10. We kind of need some cheering up as well.
Yeah.
But
we'll get ourselves some coffee.
Yeah, get ourselves some coffee. And hopefully we have the day to look forward to with you guys here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
Chico, Delamar, Gina. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1, time for the Top 10. For today, we are thanking Shivana for suggesting this. The Top
Thanks,
10,
Shivana.
My mama taught me. Shivana's from where again?
Australia?
Yeah?
Yeah, Australia.
Okay. So, my mama taught me.
Can I just tell you something funny? I was watching Stephen Colbert, an old episode. He was saying, Please don't. This is from him, okay?
Okay.
He said, Canada is to the United States as New Zealand is to Australia.
Yeah.
It's like the mild like the version.
It's like the minor.
Yeah.
It's like the minor version.
And I started laughing.
And when you think about it, like kind of like what Korea is to Japan.
To Japan, yes.
Of course, none of the other countries would like that.
This.
But it's kind of like the other one is just the more primary, the more popular version.
Of course,
of
if you're a Canadian
country,
or Kiwi or Korean, you wouldn't like it.
You wouldn't like it.
But
or let's say Austria is to Germany.
Is to Germany, right?
Diba? It's
right.
like the minor version. Oo nga, no?
Uh-huh.
Or Portugal is to Spain.
Portugal is to Spain, right? I started laughing.
You're right. There are like kind of like minor versions of it. Hmm. All right, and we've got the top 10 my mama taught me. Let's start off with Sebastian. My mama taught me accountancy. Tipirin mo yung baon mo ngayon hanggang bukas na yan. You need to get into like the mathematics and the accounting skills.
And it's funny because coming from your mother, it's really different.
Yeah.
She's like your teacher / pastor / priest.
And growing up, of course, in retrospect, it sounds funny, but growing up, it seems like the naked truth. There's
what?
Not, I mean, whatever it is that your mother tells you.
Yeah, your mother tells you.
You just take it as gospel truth. Na parang,
don't even argue.
Don't even argue.
Of course, but then that's
but
how
looking
it
back, it's funny.
It's, well, some of them.
Well, some of them.
Could be funny, especially if you have a very funny mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, my mom. You really do take your mother's worldview and the way she looks at the world.
Yeah.
And all her morals and everything
mm-hmm.
until you're old enough to decide for yourself.
Kuya Maui says, my mama taught me botany.
Botany?
Botany. And
plants.
Agriculture.
Okay.
Agriculture pala. Let's change that. So,
okay.
My mama taught me agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Kada butil ng palay ay katumbas ng dugot pawis ng mga magsasaka. So, kainin mo yung kanin mo. All that drama. Just to get you to eat your food.
But they do.
They do. Oh my gosh.
Did they ever tell you about, I don't know, in Araling Panlipunan before, we had a story where the legend or the myth was that rice grains were huge.
Yeah.
Malaki talaga, like as
gigantic.
As big as, let's say, a chair.
Okay.
But then people started wasting it and they started getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
And I was scared as a kid that if I didn't eat my rice, that there would be nothing.
They would disappear.
They would disappear.
And also, Madmut Mark says, my mama taught me hypnotism.
Okay.
Makuha ka sa isang tingin.
Which is, it's diba? So funny because
makuha ka sa isang tingin.
Oh my gosh. I don't say those words, mm-hmm. but it's in me.
Yeah.
I give Cooper a look.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what you're doing. You know, I told you I had this Tiger Mom moment.
Yeah.
Where, so we were, can I tell this story?
Yeah, sure.
So I was like, we were visiting a friend's house. And he was already in his jammies.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, you can play with your cousins, but don't go to the second floor. I need to see you on the first flight of stairs.
Yeah.
So he was so excited because he loves seeing his cousins, la la la. And then they started calling him from the second floor.
Yeah.
And he's like, Cooper, come here, Cooper. And then he stood up and I said, Cooper, sit down. You can only stay here if you stay there on the first flight. And then his dad told me, like, what do you expect? They're calling him.
Yeah.
And without batting an eyelash, I really looked like I was super tired. I said, I expect my son to listen to me and not to anybody else.
Yeah.
My voice.
Yeah.
Nobody else's.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, it's such a mom.
And I've heard you do this. Well, he was Filipino, but Filipino-American. And he was saying, you know what I really noticed about Filipinos? You know, when they're mad, they count. One. Two. And I've heard you say this to Cooper a couple of times. How come Pinoys count when they're mad?
Okay,
Cooper, one. Two. And that's his cue.
Yeah, because
it's so Pinoy.
It's so Pinoy.
I haven't seen any other country go, uno, dos, un, deux, trois.
Un,
ichi, ne, san,
un, zwei, drei.
You don't see other nationalities count when they're angry.
Well, I wondered, because when I started doing it, I was laughing.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I counting
for? Because I've heard you do this so many times.
But I know what you're talking about. Because when I started counting to Cooper, I was like, why? Why do I have to count?
Yeah.
And the reason for that is...
You want to give them some...
No, you because you already told them, whether it's through a look or through words.
So there's a time limit to my...
Yeah, this is fair warning.
Yeah.
Okay, you only have 3 seconds.
But it's so funny. Pinoys really do that.
Why do we do that?
Mak-mak! One! Two! And it's like they're supposed to like...
You know, Cooper started continuing this counting one time. And I started to laugh.
It's so funny. At saka yung ano, saka yung another version of that.
Yeah.
If you want your son or your daughter to listen to you, you start saying bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I don't do that.
Diba yung kunyari,
yeah, you threaten them with you leaving.
With you leaving kasi kunyari they're not following you or something.
Bye-bye.
Oh, sige, oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's so Pinoy.
No, but you know what Cooper will do?
What?
If I did that?
He'll say bye-bye to you.
Yeah, he'll say bye-bye. Like it has no hold on him.
And then Iron Than says, my mama taught me generosity. Bigay mo yan sa kapatid mo, kundi malilintikan ka.
Forced generosity.
That guy marked X says, my mama taught me independence. Ayaw mo makinig sa amin. Bahala ka na sa buhay mo.
Well, yeah, that's more serious.
And that's also instant independence.
And it's not just like when you're a kid. When you're grown up.
Yeah.
Yung, ayaw mo sumunod. Habang nandito ka sa ilalim ng bubong ko, susunod ka sa akin. Kung ayaw mo, lumayas ka.
Actually, this is very similar to our
column
tomorrow. It's about, you know, the parents wanting something for the kids and you have to do what we say or else. So that's our column for tomorrow. You might want to check it out. Manila Bulletin.
I really love that column.
Wednesday.
That problem.
So it comes out Wednesday.
Yeah, it was so heartfelt on my part.
Yes.
Because I went through the same thing.
Diba?
Yeah.
Sebastian says, my mama taught me Christian living. Pag hindi mo inubos ang pagkain mo, paparusahan ka ni Lord. Oh my gosh.
Because he is concerned with those minor things.
Fishmark says, my mama taught me zoology and animal behavior. Pag hindi ka natulog, kukunin ka ng pusa. That is such
weird.
An odd thing. I've never heard
but
of
actually,
that.
Actually, this is weird because our yayas used to, but of a nationality.
Oh.
Yeah. Pag hindi ka umayos, kukunin ka ng gumbay.
Yeah.
Or kukunin ka ng inchik. And it's so weird because it creates fear.
Yeah, of
racism.
A nationality. It does.
Yeah, it
especially
really does.
With the Bombay, they say in the turban that they've got kids inside.
Kids inside. And it's just
that's where they keep the kidnapped kids.
Eh, tapos nakamotorsiklo pa sila.
Yeah.
Diba? Back in the day when we were young, they always had like motorcycles.
Yeah.
So it would have been so easy to snatch you up and then just take you.
Yeah. LS Dominique says, my mama taught me academics and how to take exams. Kahit kailan, hindi nagiging mali ang pagmamahal. Kaya yun, pag hindi ko alam ang sagot sa exam, nilalagay ko, pagmamahal.
Para correct na rin.
Kasi never nagiging mali ang pagmamahal. Anto J says, my mom taught me analytical thinking.
Okay.
Kung kunin mo yung ano dun sa may ano, kundi maano ka ng ano. So mapapa-analyze ka. Ano yung ano?
Ano yun?
Ano yung ano? And also, and the entry, let's choose a classic. The entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, My Mama Taught Me, comes from For Reneboy.
For Reneboy says,
my mama taught me anatomy.
Mm.
This is a classic. Pag may hinahanap, ang ginagamit, hindi bibig. Mata.
Ay, nako.
General anatomy. For looking, you use your eyes. For talking, you use your mouth.
But they do have a point.
They do have a point.
I mean, that's why it's so popular.
Oh, that's true.
Uh-huh. That's why moms say
it. That's why moms use these lessons so often because...
Kasi patatameme ka talaga. Yeah.
And what do you answer to that?
Right.
All right, so there you go. That's exactly what we are looking for. The top 10... lessons my mama taught me.
In celebration of Mother's Day on Sunday.
On Sunday. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My Mama Taught Me.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush. La 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 la. The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and time to do the top 10 for today, courtesy of Shivana. It's our, it's a little advanced, but it's our like Mother's Day episode.
Can we just say someone in the United States, Mr. Perk?
Oh,
yeah.
And Delamar's live.
No, he was in Napa Valley, if I'm not mistaken. I saw his
Napa.
Hey, yeah. That's where we should go, all three of us. I wish that could happen.
In the Napa? Wine?
Yeah, wine tasting.
I don't even drink wine.
Hey, you don't drink wine?
Not really.
Oh.
I don't know what like what good wine is or what bad wine is.
Well, ako rin naman. Ako pero rin naman. I know how to enjoy it.
Well, all you need to know really is what you like. Sa totoo lang.
Okay, I like the really sweet, cheap wine.
Yun, ako din.
Really? I like
the, no, not necessarily.
Na naman tayo, eh.
Not necessarily the ano, pero I don't like the dry yun, di ba yung parang pag-bitter?
Yeah, or parang may coating.
Yun, I don't like that.
Because I remember before.
I like sweet wine.
A friend of mine brought over like a really expensive wine from their like vineyard or something like that, because apparently they have one. And then so I was like, okay, I guess I can try it out. And then I tried it and it was horrible. I hated it. I was like, what the heck? Really?
Yeah, I like
you
sweet
paid
wine.
X amount for...
Diba, even when it comes
but
to...
But sweet wine is cheap wine.
Remember the Asti? Yeah. That's the kind of wine that I love.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't taste like wine. It tastes more like juice.
But isn't it champagne?
What?
Asti.
Yes, it's champagne. It's
the one we had champagne. Before here in the booth, diba?
Sparkling white wine.
So wait, how come they call it... There's also Asti Martini, which I also love. So that's not Martini?
What?
Because there's Asti Martini, there's Asti Spumante.
Well, all of them are sparkling white wine.
Which one did
and
we have?
But what's martini ba? Di ba martini is like the James Bond thing?
Yeah, that's a,
no,
that's
but
a cocktail.
That's a cocktail.
So that's different from I the Asti Martini.
I think Asti Martini is just like a line, but it's not a martini
it's
martini.
It's not a martini martini.
Yeah. The martini that James Bond would drink.
Because a martini that James Bond drinks has, I think, vodka and...
gin, di ba?
Gin. Or is it gin or something else? Yeah.
Ah, no, that's the Vera thing. Martini Vera.
Oh my gosh.
No, but...
You know what? I think your humor... sort of transferred
wait,
to him.
Wait, tumahimik ka. Ang mas magaling ako. Oh!
Ay!
Ganun talaga.
Ay, nako.
Meron na siyang ano.
Actually, the other day, I was cracking a joke to Cooper in the backseat and I'm like, baby, don't take tips from me, okay? I'm the worst in telling jokes. look to your ninongs.
at least you were honest enough about it.
Saka siguro, you see Cooper shaking his head.
Oh, no. Now, that's why I also bring
nothing
him to the
to
show.
Learn.
Hey, there's a lot
nothing
to learn.
To learn in this department.
And Ilad Villanueva says, my mama taught me budgeting. Anak, ito ang 500. Baon mo na yan for the whole week. Kasama na ang budget at lakwacha dyan, ha?
Oh my gosh,
500.
Oy, pero, well, it depends what time. When the 500
if this happened like 17 years ago, then...
Naman.
Sobra laki na nun.
Yeah.
And wala, sometimes I think they really purposely give you a little bit less.
Just so you know how to live to manage.
Yeah, because if they give you a little more, then you know what's usually needed by the time you hit, you know.
At saka they'd be scared what you would buy with a butal.
Yeah. And then saka parang, okay,
diba,
eventually.
Usually junk food.
Eventually when you go to work, you won't start off
you
with
won't
like
know
a,
the value of
yeah.
money.
Yeah, you won't
if
start
you
off with a ridiculous
time.
Salary. Yeah. It'll be like entry level.
Right.
At saka I hate that whole... I've heard people say this na mas malaki pa yung allowance nila sa sweldo nila.
Mm.
So that's why they feel so unhappy.
Yeah.
Kasi
right.
laki-laki na allowance nila and the allowance
so
you don't work
nilang,
for it.
Oh,
you just give
nilang bigyan ng allowance.
Nako, they're going to hate us for saying this.
No, you give them allowance.
And Sebastian was saying, my mama taught me, love. Anak, ligawan mo yung anak ng kumari kong mayaman. May gusto raw sa'yo kahit pangit siya.
Oh my gosh.
Ay, nako. Chenong says, my mama taught me, what's the proper ano ba? Geography? What's topography?
Maps.
Maps.
Ay, no. Not that mali.
Which one ba?
Yung parang, yung the lay of the land.
Geography.
Geography
pa rin yun, di ba?
Geography.
Like, kanyari, mountains and...
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's geography. Study of rocks and
okay,
whatever.
Chenong says...
No, that's geology.
Geology pala, sorry. Geography is like how everything's laid out.
Yeah.
My mama taught me geology. Na maraming bundok nung panahon nila na pag pumapasok sila, ilang bundok ang tinatawid nila. Diba? It's like, kayo, sinusundo pa kayo ng bus,
no?
ng school bus. Kami nun, ilalakad namin yung pitong bundok bago kami makarating sa eskwela.
Well, if your parents lived in the 50s,
most likely,
they did.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. And also...
But if your parents were living in the 60s or the 70s, Probably not.
Yeah.
Or kung mga ano pa lang, early young parents, mga 20, late 20s or early 30s.
Ay, hindi, wala na. Malamang di, hatid sundo na rin yun.
Dumadaan pa kami ng bundok para lang mahatid ka, Auntie Polo.
Dumada kami ng bundok. Well, hindi bundok. Ng mga burol para lang makarating sa school. Green Hills.
Green Hills! Green Hills!
Diba? Kasi hills eh. And OMGN says, my mama taught me sarcasm. Pag sumagot ka, magagalit siya. Pag nanahimik siya, magagalit ka.
Actually, there's really no appeasing
there. There's no winning. Tsaka yung when they say, ano, sumagot ka, sumagot ka.
Tapos pag sumagot ka, aba, sumasagot ka.
Diba?
I've heard this so many times. Right?
You're like, what?
I want us to have a relationship that's, you know, open. That you can tell me whatever you need to tell me. Tapos when, pag nag-aaway na kayo and when you start telling her, aba, tingnan mo to, yung bibig mo.
And then, tsaka yung, di ba yung kunyari yung nakabasag ka ng something. Tapos you hid the truth. Tapos sabihin nila, alam mo, mas hindi pa ako magagalit kung sinabi mo na lang mula umpisa na ikaw yung nakabasag. Tapos fast forward, nakabasag ako ng vase. Palo! Ano? Diretso palo. Parang there's
diba?
No winning.
There's really no winning eh.
And also
it's
from...
It's just something you have to go through.
From Sico Wengtor. My mama taught me masochism. That pain should be loved and embraced. That you'll never be stronger without pain. So to a degree, parang to actually embrace pain and enjoy it to a degree.
Or what was that in Just Go With It? Pain is just weakness leaving the body.
That's a no.
Knox.
That's
just go with it.
No.
Wow.
This
I
means
love
war.
That.
Oh, this means war.
Yeah,
that
with
that
the,
I
like Tom
that.
Hardy.
Yeah, Tom Hardy.
Pain is just weakness leaving the body.
I like.
It was from this douchey dad. Remember in the karate match.
Mad Matt Mark says, "My mama taught me botany. Kasi kung di ikaw, ano?" Kasi kung di daw ako kakain ng gulay, lalaki akong nagtatanim ng kamote sa bakuran.
Yeah, they used to say that.
I don't get
that. I've actually never heard of that.
I've never heard of that.
Well, that you'll be a magsasaka.
What's wrong with that?
Well, because mostly they didn't go to school.
Ah, well, yeah, that's true.
You know.
And it's difficult work.
It's difficult
work. It's really
difficult work. It's back-breaking work.
I mean, it's the granary of the nation, but you know, it's really tough.
Hindi
work.
Biro maging magsasaka.
Ang magtanim ay di biro. Maghapon
nakayoko. Di naman
nakatayo.
Tayo. Di naman nakaupo.
Nakaupo.
Pero okay na naman minsan yung muyoko.
Nakabend over. Oh, naman.
Ah, diba? Fun.
Saka parang touch your toes lang yun eh. OMGN says, my mama taught me travel. Papunta ka pa lang.
Pabalik na ako.
And the top. My mama taught me comes from OMGN.
OMGN says,
my mama taught me electronics.
Okay.
You're grounded. Diba? You're grounded, just like electronics. You have to ground it first, diba, before you... Ano yun, you put the wire?
I don't
para
know.
Hindi ka maano.
Ako, wala ko alam dyan.
You never took electronics.
I had electronics.
You have to make sure you ground the
But I just followed whatever was on the instructions.
On the instructions, yeah.
So I was like, I built a transistor radio.
Yeah. So the top 10, my mama taught me. Remember, you have to give us the lesson first and then the quote that supports the lesson.
Yeah.
Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #MyMamaTaughtMe.
Can we just greet a couple of people? Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Bitterly Yours. She's celebrating her 19th birthday today. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Also to Jane Lee, who is also celebrating the birthday. Carlo Khan, who says it's his mother's birthday today. So I love you, Mom. That's coming from Carlo. And also, can I just congratulate in the offset chance that they're tuned in, a couple of friends of mine who just got engaged. Congratulations to Pato Campo. Congratulations! And to, of course, Antonio Gonzalez. They just both came up with the news yesterday. So congratulations,
congratulations,
guys.
Congrats.
Mail. Fail. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
My Response Radio, RX 93.1.
You know, you need people like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, parang good vibes. No?
Yung parang very happy, very light.
Very positive.
Ang light ng, yeah. ng energy.
Hindi katulad
ni Gino.
Not like this one over here.
No, but hey, okay. I'm just gonna take this opportunity again to congratulate Pat Ocampo and Antonio Gonzalez on recently just getting engaged.
Congratulations!
So happy for you guys.
Did
congratulations.
You see the ring?
Yeah, I did.
What?
Awesome? He liked it, so he put a ring on it.
No, but how was the ring?
Ay, nako. It's glamorous.
Glamorous?
I honestly don't know how to look at but no, but it was so
I'm so on when it comes to that.
It was okay. So sparkly and it was so funny because like I'm not sure if I can share it there, but anyway, there's like a you know, she was with her barkada yesterday, yeah. And I walked into the place where we were all meeting at, and it looked like a scene from a movie.
Why?
Where the girl was surrounded by all of her girlfriends.
No, looking at
retelling the story and ano parang alam mo yung parang wow, this is like, you know, straight out of a movie.
Because you know what the other girls were thinking?
Yeah.
It happened to her.
Yeah, and the funny thing is all the boyfriends were outside
wondering, oh no.
No, they were all like in a huddle.
You just gave our girlfriends an idea. No, can I just confess something? You know when we were coming back from Singapore?
Yeah.
So we had maybe more than an hour to roam around the duty free, right?
Yeah.
You know what my first stop was? Tiffany's.
I saw.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I haven't been in a jewelry shop in such a long time, ever since I got pregnant with Cooper. And I was like, oh, this is me. This is not mom. This is Dell.
Right.
And then I saw a ring that I wanted.
Oh.
You always see a ring that you want. Whenever you enter a jewelry store.
It made me different. So I saw a
always
ring.
Always fall in love.
Yeah. This happened. Oh my gosh. That's my engagement ring. And then I remember I have this conversation with my mom. Mm-hmm. That I would say, Ma, bibili rin ako niyan. Someday, someday, I'll buy my own.
It's a...
You know how Del is when she enters a jewelry store? Uh-huh. Parang pag tayo kunyari sa Apple store.
Oh, right.
Gano, as in, talaga, she gets so lost.
I don't know where to look.
You are nga, no?
Grabe. Yeah, I mean, so into jewelry.
I think that's the one part of you that's really, really girly.
Yeah, but I've forgotten it because I haven't been doing it.
Oh, then you should.
A few minutes in a jewelry store.
My gosh, you should have seen. There's one I really like.
At saka every trip abroad that we have, there's this one part na kailangan maano siya. Yung she keeps coming back to this one jewelry store na may binabalik-balikan siya na piece.
Uh-huh.
And my job is to just convince her to buy it.
Para
makamove on na kanila.
One time, alam mo, we had to go back to this brand
three
times.
Is this the one in Hong Kong?
Yeah, and then the last one was with Jude.
Uh-huh.
And all Jude had to say was, yeah, it's nice. Okay, I'm buying it!
Kasi si Jude.
Pero ako pa ulit ulit ako. Mo na!
Your opinion doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Hindi, pero kasi like, tsaka iba-iba yan. Sometimes it's a pendant.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a ring. Sometimes it's a...
It's a bracelet or
pero
a
she would always focus on one piece.
Tapos babalik-balikan kayo.
And,
but so how she feels when she enters a jewelry store is how we feel when we enter Abercrombie & Fitch.
Yon! At not for the clothes.
Not for the clothes.
Mommy.
Not for the clothes. All right, so here we go. Let's just thank Shivana for suggesting the top 10 my mama taught me.
Did you say suggesting?
Uh-oh, why did you say suggesting?
Shivana suggesting.
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 Let's start off with Chenong. My mama taught me equality. She would say one time, hayaan mo na, ikaw ang kuya eh. And then another, ikaw ang pinakabata dito, ikaw ang magbigay. So you never really know which is which.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's how my mom is.
Diba?
Yeah.
And again, it's very similar.
Never get
I think they just balance it out there.
All
somehow.
The time.
Actually, you know what they're teaching us? How to think of others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that life isn't fair.
Of course it sucks.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I thought here's another one from OMGN. My mama taught me relativity. In one statement, she would say, ang bata-bata mo pa para gumawa ng mga ganyan. And in the same breath, she goes, ang tanda-tanda mo na, hindi mo pa kayang mag-ganyan. So which is which? Am I too young or too old?
That
make
I understand.
Up your mind. And Mad Matt Mark says, my mama taught me recycling. Tinuruan niya ako kung paano hiwalayin ang mga plastic sa hindi.
Ay! Malaman.
Ko.
But that's a hard lesson to learn.
Hard lesson.
Malaman,
sometimes you never really know.
Yeah. And then, the best plastics, seem like they're genuine.
Are the friendliest.
Are the friendliest. Diba? Or kunyari nandyan during the...
Chico, ang ganda ng hair mo today.
Diba?
No, tsaka yung, you know how you know parang people who will be friends you can be safe with,
yeah,
is if you fight and they don't badmouth you to others.
Yeah. And you feel like...
And they won't even talk about it.
Yeah.
Like,
at saka kahit super away kayo, alam mo na, like, your secrets are safe. Mm. Alam mo na...
So, hindi nga tayo good friends to each other. Kasi our secrets are never safe.
Even when it's we're always, not fighting.
Our secrets are never
whatever.
Safe. Whatever. You're the blabbermouth.
You are the...
I am not a blabbermouth.
You are the blabbermouth.
You reveal all our secrets.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea.
Whatever.
You revealed my penchant for Jeje Hot.
It's not really much of a secret.
Well, which I wanted to say, good job.
See?
Other whatever. People benefit.
Whatever.
I think of the greater
what?
Good.
I'm just,
pero diba, I'm yung mga jaja talaga.
Meron din talaga.
Pero alam mo, but you know what?
Grabe, may version ka niyan.
Medyo gets na kita.
Oh, jeez!
Hindi,
hindi.
May version ka niyan eh.
Wait, meron naman talaga. He just didn't know what to call it.
To yeah. classify them as. Oh, and I don't think as if they're as judge as your jeje hot.
Oh, yeah. Judgmental.
Hindi. Judgmental.
Judgmental.
Hindi kasi also... Oh, wag na baka may ma-review pa.
Hindi kasi. Wait, okay. Here's
judgmental.
Here's an honest. Judgmental. Here's a question that I will leave up to you. No, of course not.
Yes, more.
Of course not. I'm such a fan of the people.
What people?
People with
upper class.
The cool people.
No, okay. With Jeje Hot.
Sige, explain.
Is it... No, it's my question for him and it's up to him if he wants to answer or not. Because I'm playing it safe because I don't want to assume. With Jeje Hot, is your version of Jeje Hot sa itsura lang or just the personality na Jeje Hot?
Hindi.
Siyempre looks.
Looks.
They're really hot but they're Jej.
Hindi, kasi meron ding...
Hindi, meron ka rin kasi yung Jej
meron
na
ka rin Jej.
Because they are... pardon the saying, but beneath you in terms of class, that's why you also get drawn to
yeah.
it.
But they have to be hot.
Oh, they of course they have to be hot.
No, but yung
kasi hot yung, in kasi a... yung kay Gino purely physical.
Oh,
yeah, ako rin, physical.
Hindi, meron kang ano eh.
You get drawn to the...
Oh, well, meron ka nung ano eh, parang Cinderella.
Yeah, a little bit.
Parang,
I'm your benefactor.
Yeah. You have that. Oh, it's more of like, oh, just because she's hot. I don't care
she looks
I don't
like...
whether she's judged or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference between you and I.
Chico Garcia, reveal.
Okay, oh moving on. Moving on.
Si Del ba may judge hot? Wala,
hindi,
no?
Hindi.
Kasi, I don't do...
Mataas kasi currency sa ibang bansa.
Gogi, that's not true.
Wala kasing judge doon.
Kahit yung judge doon.
Avria Chocolat says, my mama taught me self-service. Merong kang kamay at paa, ikaw ang kumuha.
Oh, yeah.
And to Jay says, my mama taught me politics. Anak, sino mas love mo? Si mama o si papa? Pupunta tayong Jollibee bukas.
Politics oh talaga. God. Did you ever get that?
That's the worst.
No, my parents would never do that.
I never got that. Luckily.
Ito medyo, no, ito, this is not just medyo. This is serious. That guy Mark X says, my mama taught me to endure. Kaya ko pa anak. Mahal ko tatay mo eh. I mean, we don't know exactly why, but yeah.
Yeah. But you know, but I just hope it's in the right context.
No, but I also think because moms think of
the family.
Always the bigger picture. Always the bigger picture.
Because I mean, who was that? I think it was in the movie One True Thing.
Yeah.
Diba, the Renee Zellweger character was angry at her dad because she felt like her dad was, you know, cheating on the mom.
Yeah.
So because she was angry at him, she didn't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
And then Meryl Streep's character, who was sick, got angry, said, you know, if you keep cutting people off of your life, all you'll have at the end of your life are pictures with holes.
Yeah.
Because you cut them out and there's nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking of the whole
picture.
Package.
And D. Manaloto says, my mama taught me sobriety. Subukan mong umuwi ng bahay na lasing, makakatikim ka ng sampal. I am Alex E. says, my mama taught me geography. Kung naibigay mo na, kung naisuko mo na ang bataan, okay lang. May 100 islands pa naman.
Oh,
okay lang.
Wait, what does that
I don't know.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, I guess
it could mean so
give.
Many. It can mean so many things kasi.
Kasi bataan is, you know.
Virginity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what What's a 100 islands?
I don't know.
I want to know.
Oh, sige, andyan pa naman yan, hindi naman nawawala.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 My Mama Taught Me, it's a tie, comes from Ilad Villanueva and That Guy Marked X.
They both say.
That Guy Marked X says, My mama taught me generosity. Mm-hmm. Hi, anak. Akinse na. And from Ilad Villanueva, my mama taught me how to decipher coded messages.
Okay.
Hi, ubos na naman ang laman ng pantry. Kailan kaya makakapag-grocery?
Grabe.
They're so good at that, diba?
Oh,
they are
the
so
mothers.
Good at that. All right, the top 10 My Mama Taught Me. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My Mama Taught Me.
Summer's Hottest, RX93.1 Pink, featuring Nate Roos. Just give me a reason.
Ay, such a sad song.
What?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of hopeful.
Yeah, no, you know what? That song, if you actually listen to it, mm-hmm. It happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Do you know how, like, during a relationship, one person will think that there's something wrong, there's so many things that are...
They're going downhill.
Yeah, it's all going downhill, and the guy's like,
what are you talking about?
It's completely fine. We're completely okay.
In this case, it's the girl who feels that.
Yeah.
Diba Pink nga, in her own words, she was like, you know how, like, sometimes you're having breakfast, and the boy goes, can you pass me the butter? And then the girl goes, see, we're falling apart. It's the way you ask for the butter. And then he was like, I just asked
you
for butter.
The butter. Yeah, but it's so weird though how that happens.
But it's so true. You have to admit. You're like, yeah, that's happened to me.
Let's just talk about moms. It's a safer topic.
I know.
More happy. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX93.1.
What?
Okay.
Can we greet?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Jubeth Leasing just saying hello to the beautiful sister, Sunako Lucky Chan.
Sunako Lucky
Chan. Sunaki Lucky Chan. Good morning. Let's also say hello to Mr. Maria, who says hello to Reiko, to Pratch, to Bea, to Char, to Fatty, Benny, and Clarice, who is a silent rusher who's always tuned into the podcast, apparently. So, hello. Good morning. I am JM Naval, saying hello to all the floor rushers. Let's also say hello to Ridiculous Rod, who says, well, good morning. Let's also say hello to I Am Lezai, who is saying, please greet me because I'm at home and I can't walk due to a motorcycle accident. Bearable ang pain. Kasi kayo ang background ko. Aww, get well soon.
And to Kool-Aid Chocolate, it's his last time listening live to The Morning Rush because tonight, he's flying to South Korea to work.
Hey!
Bon voyage.
Also, we just didn't get his name, but yesterday, remember the guy who had his picture taken? He came here alone?
From New York. Yeah,
not Alistair, right?
No.
It's different.
Mark?
I think it was Mark.
Something Mark, diba?
Yeah, aside because, from Alistair, it was
Mark.
He was on vacation here.
Yes.
And yesterday was his last day before he flew back to New York.
Yeah, so thank you for dropping by.
Thank you.
Got New Yorkers coming in.
I know, right?
It's just odd. Let's also say hello to AAA Main, who is just saying, apparently, I'm not the only one thinking of sending an entry while listening to the podcast.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah, it happens.
Sometimes we get entries na parang from a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, they're joining.
Jerwin Marquez is also just saying, hey, I'm listening too. Please greet me. So, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Kay Cobillo also just tuned in. Let's say hello to her. And quick hello as well to Tammy Boy, who is just saying, good morning to all the rushers. Enrollment na mamayang 12 a.m. And also to Kenny Vic Asuncion.
Hey, hello, Kenny Vic.
He goes, good morning. Good morning from the Golden Shuttle Foundation. It's the finals of the P-Bar, so good luck.
Wow.
And of course, we have to say hello to Dale as well.
Hello.
Hi, Dale. Dale. Which Dale?
Dale, both Dales na lang.
Dale, ako si Didi. But
si Didi.
While we're at it, let's also say hello to Dale.
To Delkins.
And to Kenny Vic, pare, kailan tayo papalo ulit? So you can get your, you know, you can get your ass whooped.
Yabang ah!
Yung mga smash.
You seen
ko.
How out of shape you are?
Yes, I
do. No, have you seen Kenevic? Play.
Yeah. Hello. Have you seen how out of shape you are?
You know, literally, our friend Angel and I, we played with Kenny and Kenevic.
Yeah.
Tapos tigisa kami. Like, Angel was with Kenevic. I was with Kenny. As in, literally, I was like a millimeter away from making suka. Really, like, so. And you can see na sila. Yung parang they're hardly moving. Yung parang, alam mo yung parang yung nooni-noo. Yeah. Tapos ikaw yung parang lumuluan yung bituka mo.
Parang umiiyak ka na.
Talaga super. And to think you're already playing with them. I mean, like, obviously, sasaluhin nila yung hindi mo nakukuha. Uh-huh. So, obviously, they're already
imagine
90% na yung ginagawa nila. 10% nila.
Imagine yung pa kung ano, nag-switch kayo ng partners. Kayo ni Angel, tapos si Kenny tsaka si Kenny Vic.
Di ba?
Tatayo na lang kami. Shield our faces.
Tapos imagine mo, hello, ako pa nga lang hirap ka na.
But I have to give Kenny Vic some tips, ha?
No!
Kenny Vic, ano, kulang ka ng ano eh.
Kulang yung stroke mo.
Sa backhand mo eh, sa backhand.
Yung pitik, kulang
yun. Nox!
Malakas kasi yung pitik nito.
Yung mga, no, tinuruan ko lang siya.
Hey, and also, can we just congratulate Marky Mendoza, who just got promoted to a supervisory post.
Hey, congratulations.
That's coming from the James Harold. Butter Baby saying hello to Errol and Trixie Breast.
Yes.
Before Thailand.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, so here we go. The top 10 my mama taught me. Thank you to Shivana for suggesting this. Let's start off with Mad Mutt Mark. My mama taught me the concept of wrong and right. I am always wrong and she is always
right.
Ilad Villanueva says, my mama taught me overachievement. O anak, nakita mo yung anak ni Kumare. Gusto ko mas marami kang medal sa kanya. Actually, yung competition nila, inaano niya minsan sa inyo, like if she can't beat her, she wants you to beat the son.
No, but it's also, even if they don't feel competitive towards each other, there is such a thing. I know it. Yeah. I felt it.
Yeah. That's kasi, just, at saka, di ba, meron talagang something when it comes to,
but I think mothers,
your pride with kids. Kids.
With your kids.
With your kids.
Kasi every parent will think their kids are the best.
Are the best,
the
yeah.
best, the cutest,
the cutest, the smartest, the wittiest. So,
actually,
diba, not all parents.
Ako rin eh.
Meron mga left out.
Alam mo, classic pa rin talaga yung, anak, sabi ng kumari ko, nakita ka daw niya sa dyaryo, ang gwapo-gwapo mo daw, hapaka-plastic.
That's what his mom
said.
That's
horrible.
No, but here's the killer. He looks like his mom.
Yeah.
So that would have been tantamount to her, admitting that she's not
I guess
pretty.
I got myself loathing from her.
What?
Renji Interactive says, what do you call this? My mama taught me the digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
Anak, hindi ka rin inamod na niya.
Her Chinese?
My mama taught me the digestive system. Anak, hingi ka ng hingi ng pera. Anong akala mo? Umiitat ako ng pera?
Or the ano, akala mo ba
tumutubo to
sa
puno?
Yeah, it grows out on trees.
A money tree.
OMGN says, my mama taught me the adoption process. Kasi anak daw ako ng pating, anak ng tokwa, anak ng pusa.
Ang dami anak ng
diba ano. Lagi, anak ng pusa ka naman eh.
Oh, di ba? Pwede rin anak ka ni Satanas. Narinig ko na rin yun.
Hey, have you heard that?
Well,
yeah. Well, imagine.
Alam niyo.
Well.
You know, you keep saying that you're actually going to push me off the edge.
Really?
This is, yeah.
With excitement. Really? Ano pa siya na parang, sige kayo, sige kayo. Really? Jyoti says, my mama taught me self-esteem. Ayan, dyan ka magaling.
Ang galing!
Diba? Self-esteem eh.
Diyan ka magaling.
Diyan ka magaling. Nicolette says, my mama taught me there's beauty amidst ugliness. Anak, kahit hindi maganda yan, madaling utangan.
Sama.
And the top entry for the my mama taught me comes from Antud Jace.
Antud Jace says,
my mama taught me evolution. Mm-hmm. The theory of evolution. Manang-mana ka sa tatay mong unggoy.
But I can imagine a mom saying,
oh my God.
Manang-mana ka sa tatay mong unggoy.
Diba?
So was feeling
evolution,
it,
the evolution of man. Darwin's theory of evolution. So there you go. The top 10 my mama taught me. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include ha ha.
Please include ha ha.
Tweet lang ako. Ha ha.
Saka pataas me. Ha ha.
Oh, wag
please,
kalimutan, okay?
Mo hatching, eh, please include ha ha.
Please include hashtag.
Oh, so na, oh, no, no.
The Morning Rush.
Oh my God, I want to make a snippet of this.
And hashtag my mama taught me.
Tapos sa bus, no, di nila alam, pare-pareho mga rushers, bago mag-tweet.
Get ready. React, greet, be heard. Face, facebook.com/RX931. Twitter at RX931.
Check it out.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part three.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do this. Here's a controversial news bit.
Wait, before anything else, yeah. When people ask me, hi, Del, where's Chico and Gino? So we go, they're on their honeymoon.
Kaya kami pinagdududahan.
So it's like, I started it.
Ay, naku,
is it the news?
Yes.
All right. You may have been waiting for this, and rightly so. It is juicy. After seeing her new photos, one of which shows her in a polo, bow tie, and slacks, Therese's grandmother, Tess Relucho, has appealed to the international singer to return to her old image, saying, quote, mahal ka ng mommy mo, Therese. Masakit sa aming lahat ang itsura mo ngayon, anak. Gusto ko maayos ang pamilya natin. Ang mommy mo, anak, iba na, down to earth na siya. Naaawa na ako sa kanya. Pamilya pa rin, bunso. That's what the grandmother said in an interview on The Buzz on Sunday. While Therese's grandmother disapproves of her changed image, she tries to understand the singer because she is important to her. She also appealed to Therese's fans, the Chasters?
The Chasters.
Saying, quote, sana ang lahat ng Chasters ng aking apo, ituro nyo yung tama kay Therese. Pinalaki ko siya. Tatanungin nila ako, nanay, bakit po ganun ang itsura ng apo nyo ngayon? Gusto ko umiyak. Masakit, gumuguhit. Nahihiya rin ako. Hindi ko ikinahihiya ang pagkatao ng apo ko. Ang nahihiya ako doon sa bakit nagkaganyan siya. Ibalik na lang ang dati. That's what the grandmother had to say. Therese's recent photos sent netizens a buzz. Some were shocked over her changed image and even questioned her sexuality. Others defended Therese, saying that it is right for her to choose her own hairstyle and way of dressing. Therese also has a couple of tattoos on her body.
I mean, you know, I do understand because, you know, they did start from humble beginnings and, you know, they're very simple people. And I guess it's a bit of a shock for them to see somebody who grew up, you know, very feminine suddenly, you know, having short hair. But, you know, it's, I can just imagine how painful this is,
Therese,
as well for Therese to hear. Like if I were her, I'd be like, look, it's just a hairstyle. It's the way I dress up. I mean, like,
also, like you were saying off the air, she just wants to be happy. She's doing things to make herself happy.
And it's not like she's doing this to rebel or to hurt people. And, you know, it's not like she did something horrible, like rob a bank or something.
Or kill a person.
I mean, when you think of it, sometimes, like, the way it was said, I guess it's just because it's a bugso ng damdamin from the grandmother. But if you hear it, if you didn't tell me what she was talking about, I would think she did something horrible. But then, you know, it's just the way you dress. I guess they're not used to it. But I feel for Therese because it's like, it must be tough that, for us, we do a hairstyle. If it's fly, fine. If it's not, like, we just grow it out and, you know, try again the next time. But with somebody like Therese, who's hugely popular, you become like the butt of jokes and everybody talks about you. That's a bit tough.
Oh,
well,
wow.
I don't think that I would have anything against her trying to be her own self.
Yeah.
Especially since she is of age.
Yeah.
She's old enough to live her life. My problem is, I think the public has a, they're reeling from the drastic change.
Yeah.
You know, from the Therese that we saw on Glee and then with Ayaz, remember?
Yeah.
pyramid.
Those days, and then all of a sudden, this to like Justin Bieber lookalike.
Yeah,
it's really shocking.
Or people are saying Psy actually.
Psy, right, yeah. Right. So,
right.
I think more than her, I don't think that people begrudge her of her expressing herself.
Yeah, it's more.
But I think it's a drastic. You measured. It's a little bit drastic.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, I just saw this over ANC alerts on mm-hmm. Twitter. There's a cauliflower shaped explosion over Mayon. Yeah, and reports are coming in that it just erupted.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So smoke is coming out currently of from Mayon, and there are videos and
is there lava?
A what?
Lava.
No lava yet, but there is a pretty big, you know, cauliflower shaped explosion just now.
Oh my gosh.
Mayon is alive again.
Yeah.
Well, and
the convening mayors are discussing the appropriate action if evacuation is necessary.
I hope people get to evacuate.
Because remember, a couple of years back, they were being asked to, there were some, what do you call that? People were saying, authorities were saying that it was going to erupt
soon.
And they were being asked to evacuate. But now there is like a cauliflower like smoke coming out.
Whoa,
but that's so
big.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
But it's dangerous.
You're like sharks.
Mm.
Like they're beautiful, but they're...
Yeah, like even tigers and lions, they're beautiful, but they're fierce. They can kill you.
Wow.
Yeah. So, there.
Whoa.
Okay, well,
We'll try to get more.
I think more details will be coming in as we find out more from the PhilVox, what's happening.
Pinoys and Bicol, please take notes.
Yeah. There you go. That is the news here on The Morning Rush. CDNG with you, as usual, right here on The Morning Rush. Heard exclusively on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Shavana for suggesting this. Let's start off with Adonis Mabangis. My mama taught me herpetology, the study of reptiles. Para kang ahas kung saan-saan nagkalat ang damit mo. This one I've heard my mom say.
Yeah, because when they molt.
Yeah.
Tama ba?
Molt.
Yeah.
Most, when they leave their skin behind.
They leave their skin
behind. Literally, there's a trail. You'll see a sock and then the next
I
sock.
I hate that.
And then the shirt.
I hate that so
I
much.
Heard that only because, like, you know how when you're trying on clothes before you go somewhere?
Yeah.
Parang, let's just say you try this on and you're like, no, this doesn't fit me or this doesn't look good. So you leave it on the bed.
Mm-mm.
Yun ang parating ano.
Buti I never. Sana kung sa bed,
ako hindi.
Sa
pa
floor.
Yeah.
Ako bed.
Kasi,
you know. My mom is so OC. Super.
Actually, pag ako sinasabihan ako na...
It's weird how when I whisper, I feel like they can't hear me.
No, but ako pag hinubad ko yung damit ko. I'm always told na lalagay ko sa ropero.
Yes.
Parang it's so far.
Yes.
What's ropero?
Nakakatamad.
Hamper.
Hamper.
Ah, okay.
Yung parang, like, really, it's so far. Pero actually, nasa labas lang ng...
I know!
I can't!
That's what I hate! I hate it!
So, parang, lalo na pag pa-uwi ka na, you just wanna sleep, you just wanna lay down on bed. And
when you see socks on the bottom of the stairs,
yeah,
shorts on the landing,
yes.
And then I nakod gets to me.
You know what that looks like?
So
an American movie.
Oh nga, no? It's an American trait.
It's an American trait, yung socks sa baba, shorts sa gitna, tapos t-shirt sa taas.
Ako, I've watched many American movies. I've never seen that.
Ako, I've seen it
many So you've
times.
Seen a lot of American movies?
No, I have not. Let me change my story.
But yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's just...
I super hate that.
What's your favorite state? Being a connoisseur.
Ikaw, kala mo nakakatuwa ka.
What's your favorite state?
Kala mo nakakatuwa
Sige na,
ka.
Nakatuwa naman siya for a lot of people, just not for you.
What's your favorite state?
Ako?
Mm-mm. Personally. Kasi ako, me...
Kasi kami, from outsider's point of view, pwedeng, like ako, New York.
New York,
Ako, New York.
Sabay tayo, New York.
No, ako, New York.
New York ka
mm-hmm. New York.
Huwag ka nang sumama
even
sa amin.
After yung, even after the closer look.
I love New York.
Ako wala na ako dyan.
Well, the closer
no, kasi actually, Chico's even, going too far.
Even Chicago.
I like, East Coast.
Eastwood.
San Francisco. Sabay tayo.
Ay, maganda rin.
Maganda rin doon. Yes.
I love
Bagay
the weather there. I like the weather there.
The Golden weather. Hills.
To the Golden Gate.
The Golden Gate.
Golden Gate.
And also, Chenong says, my mama taught me,
hematology. Hematology, hematology.
I think it's study hematology.
Mm-hmm. Hematology.
I think so.
Pag hindi ko ginagawa yung sinasabi niya, kumukulo ang dugo niya.
That's true.
They always say that. Jyoti says, my mama taught me astronomy. Hoy, maligo ka na. Amoy araw ka na. And then another one. Pag naglalakad ka, para kang nasa buwan. Tapos isa pa. Huwag kang mag... What? Ah, sige. Huwag kang mag-ingat nang makakita ka ng stars.
Ano yun?
Hindi, di ba yung pag, naantog ka, yung may
ano ba?
Stars? Yung may you'll mga ibon, stars. Ano. Makakita ka ng bird pag naantog ka.
Ah, right.
Oh, tsaka stars.
Sana. Kung may tsaka
ka dito.
Star or bird?
Ang tanong,
Doon ako sa bird.
Saan ka nauntog?
sa ulo.
Hoy Joy Fool says, my mama taught me forgiveness. Original price, 500 pesos. Ale, 250 na lang. Yun, tawad ng tawad. No. Kaya forgiveness. Also, Coco Hernandez says, my mama taught me independence. I once asked my told my mom, mama, meron akong research assignment. Ang sagot sa akin, nandiyan ang encyclopedia. But that's good.
But I would do that.
Yeah. And it's it teaches you independence.
Yeah. Mm. Madmat Mark says, my mama taught me finance. Sa sobrang tipid niya sa akin, natuto akong kumupit sa wallet niya.
Pangit.
And MC says, my mama taught me track and field. Mm. Mm, di ba? No, kasi sabi ng nanay ko sa akin dati, tumakbo ka na pag inabutan kita.
Takbo!
I like that! Diba? I like
tumakbo that. Ka na pag inabutan kita, sinturo ng abot mo. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 my mama taught me comes from Ilad Villanueva.
Ilad says,
true story. My mama taught me to be selfless. I gave her a bouquet of flowers last Mother's Day, but she pulled out the flowers and gave it to the moms who didn't get any. Sabi niya, enough na daw sa kanya na alam niyang mahal ko siya.
Aww.
That's really nice.
That's so sweet.
That is very nice.
That's super nice. Yeah.
Tapos ang hindi mo pala alam, binibenta niya yung mga bulaklak.
Sa ano?
Pinirahan
ka. Enterprising pala.
Enterprising pala.
Yung malapit sa Taft, ano yun yung bilihan ng
bulaklak?
Dangwa. Sa Taft ba yun? Di ba sa main north yun?
Ay. Di ba malapit
may nila ang Dangwa.
Di ba sa Maydon?
Maynila. Sa Maydon.
I always thought it was near Cubao or
something.
No.
Sa Maytaf.
Dangwa is, oh.
Ah, bagsakan ng walis
Pateros,
from Baguio yung Cubao.
Ha? Pateros.
Chico, I swear.
Totoo, bagsakan ng itlog yun. That's where they, all the balot.
Kaya ka ba din tumatambay?
Tapos malapit na sa Santolan yun, di ba?
Yung mga favorite hangout mo ba yun?
Hindi, Gina Boy. Malayo ang Santolan sa Pateros.
Hindi. Yung kinasabi ko kasi sa Cubao.
Oo.
Ikaw yung nagsabi ng Pateros
eh. Hindi, sinasabi ko nga, yun ang bagsakan na itlog.
Ewan ko bakit ka fixated sa Pateros.
Tanong mo pa sa mga bagbabalot.
Hindi ko alam ba't dun ka off, nawala na.
Authority.
Sorry.
Hindi ko alam kung bakit dun ka authority.
Dangwa is near USD.
Yun, I mean, basta that side.
It's Manila side. Kasi yung mga...
Hi, Iggy.
My brothers kasi. Alam nila yan.
Tsaka alam ko yung mga Tagala sa... the reason I know this is because yung mga Tagala sa... mga DLSU.
Yeah.
They always tweet stuff na parang they're going to Dangwa.
I've never gone
Valentine's.
To Dangwa for flowers.
Me what too. Have you gone to
Holland
Dangwa
tulips.
For?
Holland tulips. Wala.
Tagang Holland tulips.
No, kasi...
But this is one of my favorite flowers now.
Because it's so tulips. Colorful.
Yeah. And then tsaka they're so for me, the most demure flower.
Hindi, tsaka for me kasi parang sick.
One time I got tulips. I put it on yung Yamaha.
Ay, Chico!
I put it on the Yamaha.
Ay, Chico!
What? I'm just saying!
Sobrang bastos! You're too much.
Bakit? Tulips on the Yamaha? Anong
wala
bastos
kang, dun? Wala kang modo. Bakit mo ginawa yun? We know what you're
anong
trying.
Sama dun,
Asus?
Anong sama dun?
Whatever.
Grabe kayo sana... mang impute. Grabe kayo mga impute, mga...
Sayang. This close.
Mga imputer kayo.
This close.
Mga imputer. Okay.
So. Anak ng... hindi, si Cooper. Anak ng imputer.
Yes, exactly.
Kasi kung ini-impute ko to sa'yo, anak ko siya.
Or what is pewter again? It's a...
Parang silver. Parang, it's a material. Hi to Fred Benales.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Iggy.
Hello, Fred.
Good morning.
Hello,
what's up, Iggy G?
Iggy G and Fred P.
And Fred P, I'm
loving
lang,
my marami hair. Bang dangwa? Kasi parang people are saying it's in UST. Sabi naman na isa, dangwa is in Dimasalang, going to North Cemetery. Meron namang dangwa na Tayuman.
Baka dalwa yung dangwa. I don't know.
No, the dangwa I know is in Manila.
Manila. Yun bagsakan.
I'm trying to remember kasi if there's a dangwa also in Cebu. Baka naman it's a term. Like, bagsakan of flowers.
It means pala bagsakan of flowers.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Basta alam ko yun yung mura.
Alright, so the top 10 my mama taught me.
What?
I want... Can we talk about Facebook?
Why?
Wala lang. May nakikita akong...
Ay, nako. Yan
no,
na naman.
Yeah, let's talk about Facebook. Bakit? Why? What happened? What did you see?
Oh!
Can I see?
Somebody ano eh.
You might want to check out yung mga Facebook account namin.
Baka gusto nyo i-check yung mga Facebook profile picture natin.
Tama na yan. Tama na yan.
Baka gusto nyo na i-check yung mga Facebook profile picture.
Tama na yan. Wrap it up.
Alam nyo, it's really ano eh. It's a source of kilig eh.
Patag naman oh. Patag naman.
Oh, gusto ko.
Wrap it up, okay?
Guys,
tag nyo naman ako.
For friends out there, check out Facebook na lang. Ano profile picture mo ngayon?
Wala na silang mic, guys. Wala na silang mic.
Profile picture mo ngayon.
Profile pic!
Just wrap it up, okay?
Okay, the top 10 profile pic, Este.
Ay.
The top 10 profile pic ni Del.
Ay!
Bagong palit.
Ay!
The top 10.
Sini na sa profile
Natapo ko to sa'yo, I swear.
The top 10. My mama taught me. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my mama taught me.
And please check out your Facebook profile pictures.
The morning rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
Summer's hot is RX93.1. Cassidy Pope, Torn. A lot of, what?
One part.
Wide awake and I can see the perfect skies. You're a little late, I'm already torn.
Yung parang bigla siyang,
torn. Okay.
What?
And you should just reserve that for yourself.
Sa'yo lang yun eh, kasi ko ako yun. You're a little late, I'm already torn.
Hindi, yun sa kanya yung...
It's called the electrocuted
style. What's his go-to beat?
Style.
Yung ano, parang...
Parang magigilok.
Sobra naman.
Ano yung ano mo parang...
I'm already torn.
Yun!
I'm all out of faith.
Remix.
This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked. Every day.
On the floor. On the floor.
I remember that... What was that 80s Malamig song that you were trying to sing? You always have this weird... Ay, nako. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1 Top 10 My Mama Taught Me.
Just a clarification on the whole dangwa thing. Apparently, all of those places are in just one place. So near USD, and then the other things that I mentioned. Ano yun?
Mga Tayuman. Dimasalang.
Galing mo. Yeah. They're all there.
Yeah. That's all, like, you're just getting different areas near it.
Because I think people use different points of references.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Hey, wait. Who's Madsko? It's your birthday? Ah, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Because Jong...
Oh, that's him.
That's you. Ah, okay.
Oh, okay.
You look like a child.
In your Twitter... kind of look...
No, I mean, look at... Is this a kiddie picture? Ah, okay. Kaya naman pala. I was like, you look like a child.
He was a child in
okay.
that photo.
Alright.
Alright, here we go. The top 10. My mama taught me. Let's start off with 4 Rene Boy.
Sorry, one more. Can I just say what's up to Jut Sulit, who's saying happy birthday to his mom. It's his. It's her 50th birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Alright, my mama taught me. 4 Rene Boy says, my mama taught me guilt. She always says, utos ko. Ako din ang gagawa.
Nay, nako, I've heard that.
Kami din.
Tapos,
do you think moms go through a seminar? Kasi parang pare-pareho sila na sinasabi.
No, because you know what? Because
we
I
all
think
have mothers.
Their moms also said the same thing.
Right.
And believe it or not, you're like
the moms now, the young moms now, will end up saying the same thing. You just don't want to, you don't think it,
yeah,
but you'll end up saying the same stuff.
Right, right.
Kylie Gayahan Mo says, my mama taught me how to make decisions. Slippers or belt? Like, ikaw ang pipili,
ikaw ang pipili kung anong punishment mo.
That's awful.
God, like, I do that.
Talaga, parang, why would I choose which punishment? And they're both yucky, di ba? Buti kunyari parang belt or you say sorry.
Masakit ang belt. Masakit. Chinelas, okay.
Ako,
kaya ko yung chinelas. Pero belt?
Kasi chinelas nagbebende.
Belt kasi yung
pero
leather.
Dapat Havaianas. Dapat Havaianas.
Only Havaianas. That's just my sweat.
Alam mo yung, wait, wait, ma, wait, wait, ma, wait, wait, wait. Only Havaianas touches my...
Pak!
Loko ka.
Loko ka, sige. And also, Adonis Babangis says, my mama taught me first aid. Pag nabilaukan yung kapatid ko, sasabihin ng mami ko, batukan mo ng malakas.
It's not even the Heimlich maneuver.
That's not exactly very wise, but okay.
I don't think that's safe even. Is it?
I don't think so. But sometimes, I guess it'll work because more often than not, you just need that jerk.
Yeah, it's just, I find this those Tagalog words so difficult to define. Like, tajak, batok, dagok. Diba, there's dagok. A very specific eh.
No, kasi batukan mo is
sa may head.
The back of your head.
Dagok
dagukan
is...
mo. I think it's synonymous to batok.
Batok. And then there's tajak.
Tajak is sipa.
Sipa. Yeah. Yeah. And then there's
boljak. Boljak. Boljak is with a closed fist.
Suntok.
No, it's more of like a parang kotong.
Kotong, that's the cops.
No, kotongan
no, kutos.
Mo.
Kutos.
Kutos. And si Buano kasi it's kotong eh.
Ah, kasi dito ang kotong yung kinukuha ng polis sa mga driver.
Oo. Gets ko rin yun.
Hindi, tsaka yung binila natin ng shirt. Kotong on.
Kotong on.
Meron polis sa labas.
May polis na nag-aabang.
Bago kayo pumasok.
Bago kayo pumasok. Kotong muna.
Magbayad muna kayo. Kotong dahil ito ang kotong on.
Kulit.
Kotong off? Kotong on.
And also,
you know what? I don't think it's a Cebuano thing. Because Dami Boy was the same sa amin din, kotong.
Kotong. Kutos. Kutosan kita dyan eh.
Hindi, meron din kasi nga.
Alam ko kotong eh.
Kotong.
Kinutongan ko siya.
Oo.
Alam ko kasi boljak yun nga. It's with a closed fist.
Yun hindi ko alam.
You don't punch it. Parang igaganon mo lang.
Parang...
You rub it against the no. Yeah. Because of the friction.
Parang you knuckle the scalp.
Yeah.
Chenong says, my mama taught me ninja psychology. Every time nagagalit siya, may itatago siyang gamit na kailangan ko. Either it's the toy or a remote or the modem.
Oh man.
Oh wow.
Ako dati may cellphone.
And she won't say where it is, ah. Tsaka she won't say that she took it.
But you know.
Nawawala na lang. But you know it's her. Ninja psychology. So next time you have to do what she's. Because she's not even going to say. You can't even argue that this is unfair. You're hiding stuff that I need. Yeah, she's like, I didn't take it, but
wow.
She did.
But did you ever get that? I mean, not even in the hiding sort of
ninja
way.
Ninja psychology.
Parang may kinukuha lang talaga. Like parang
no, my mom would never.
Because I remember getting into an argument with my mom about this. Like she would get my phone, and she would be like, and I would obviously I would be all mad because it's like it's my phone, it's my privacy. And she goes like, no, but I bought you this phone. So what I'd do is I would get the SIM card. And say, oh, I bought the SIM card. So you can't read my messages.
Why would your mom read your messages?
No, kasi parang, I don't know, to find out if I'm doing something wrong.
Were you?
Of course. I don't want no, of course not.
I don't want to answer that question.
Bakit?
Why? Wala pang cellphone nun.
Chico, akin yung papyrus mo.
Ano yung tablet mo? Tablet like a Moses.
Literal tablet Moses.
Ma, umuukit pa ako ng message. Idi-DM ko pa naman to.
Imagine what DMs are like. Meron na ka-tablet.
Those stone tablets.
Hindi, saka ang mahirap dyan. Di ba pag nagka-text ka? Pag more than 140 characters, i-erase mo. E kung naukit mo na.
Naukit mo na. Pero, alam mo yung kasha naman sa tablet. Bad trip, more than 140 na. Kailangan ko burahin.
Tapos yung pag-ano mo, pag-erase mo, yung lalagay mo ulit na semento.
Hindi pa na-invent ang semento, no?
Inaano mo, minamasilya.
Ayun. Hindi. Uh-huh. Yung parang kinikis-kiss. Para,
uh-huh.
Oh, alright. Oh my God. Diba? Hey, I DM'd you something. Catch. Astro Boy says, my mama taught me not to lose things. She'd say stuff like, kung hindi nakakabit sa katawan mo yung flower mo, matagal mo nang nawala yan. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Or kung yung thingy mo, ahas, tinuka ka na.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yun.
Diba? I don't know.
So many times, yung mga parang, kasi naghahanap ka gamit yung bibig mo, hindi yung mata mo. Tapos kung ahas lang yan, tinuka ka na kasi nandiyan lang.
Bakit ganun sila?
I don't know nga, parang do they have like a mommy guidebook?
Maybe,
parang things to
maybe.
Say?
Sabi ko nga, there's a seminar. Before you give birth, parang they go through a class.
And you missed out on the seminar.
No, I find myself doing some of them.
Earlier, I was telling na parang...
Ah, yung 1, 2, 3.
Yung 1, 2, 3.
1, 2.
I heard her a couple of times na. Yeah. Kupar? 1.
Actually.
Diba when we were in ano?
Yeah.
When we were in Rockwell yata.
Mm. We were having lunch. I heard you. You were like, 1, 2. And I was like,
sabi
oh my
niya sa akin,
God.
No, sabi niya sa akin one time, ang harsh ko daw. Mm. Kasi we were in your car. Yeah. Remember the time that we were all getting something in the fort?
Yeah.
And then it was traffic and Cooper was really like, you know, cranky because they get bored.
Yeah.
Diba sabi ko daw kay Cooper, find yourself a way to entertain yourself, okay? Mm. There's nowhere to go.
This was when Cooper was way younger pa. As in talagang baby pa siya.
When do you think it starts?
Well, I guess that's true. Because if you let it slide now,
and then,
it's like a dog.
And here's how wonderful the human brain is. All the things that I made him watch when he was 8 months old, now he sings to it, he loves it.
Nako, careful. So, careful when you're in Chico's house, ha?
Bakit? Baka ko ano play.
The things he watches, eh. Baka ano yung mga file na mapindot ni Cooper kayo, dun. Delikado, eh.
Oh, Princess Dwayne B says, my mama taught me priorities. Na hindi kami mayaman. Kaya, kung gusto namin ng family computer, mangungutang muna sila sa kapitbahay.
Yeah, my mom is just saying, yun nga guilt.
Even if it's not true.
Yeah, even if it's not true.
Obviously, kung kailangan nyo ng mangutang, mangungutang kayo for food or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Not for a family computer.
Saka, I don't know, but moms have this sneaky way of making it seem like, hindi, wala na eh. But there's always something there. Yeah. I mean, they always have a backup plan.
No. The reason why, not talaga.
Ayan na.
Sige, from the mother's
mother representative.
No, kasi I think, even if you have money, My dad used to say this kasi my mom used to say, wala tayong pera.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad would say, no meron, but that money is
not for
that.
Yeah. Not for entertainment.
Kasi I see the money in my dad's wallet.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then you tell me we don't have money. Yeah. I don't think so. We have money.
We do, but not for toys.
So my dad would always explain, no, it's not for that.
Yeah.
Okay, this goes to the rent, this goes to the la-la-la.
But even so, I actually believe that there's always like a backup. That they'll always say na parang, hindi, wala na eh. Pero in reality, merong nakatago. Because... It's there to safeguard you from like
should
the need come up na parang wala na kayong
pangkain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jemmy says, my mama taught me genetics. Manang mana ka sa tatay mo. Adonis Mabange says, my mama taught me mythology. Kapag umuulan at maaraw, may kinakasal na tikbalang.
Yeah. I learned that from the yayas though.
Actually, iba-iba yan. Aswang,
me from tikbalang. This, from school na.
Mm.
Can I do this one? From Quincy1618.
Yeah.
Because I can so relate to this. My mama taught me what the ups and downs are of life. Sige, huwag mong sundin yung utos ko, bibitin kita ng patiwarek.
Talaga ups and downs.
Oh, I heard that so many times.
And I've heard this a lot from Drix. My mama taught me farming. Maghilod ka nga, pwede nang tamna ng kamote yung libag mo. Tapos yun ang ulam natin bukas.
I wonder where they got that from, no? Yung pwedeng magtanim ng kamote.
Kasi it's so thick. Actually, it doesn't have to be kamote. It can be... Well, plus
any
kasi
vegetable.
Kamote is a root crop.
Root
so
crop.
It means malalim
na
yung lupa.
Kasi yung hilod, my lola, all our bathrooms would have hilod.
Pang hilod.
Pumis to.
We've never
lufa,
used hilod.
The lufa. Rufa. Lufa. Rufa.
Rufa Gutierrez.
Lufa.
Pang hilod mo si Rufa.
Pang hilod mo si Rufa.
Lufa.
Princess Dwayne B says, my mama taught me na pag my mama taught me the sayings. Pag binato ka ng bato, isumbong mo sa akin at susugod si mama sa school, lintik lang walang ganito. That's not quite how it went, but okay. Aid says, my mama taught me horse anatomy. Pag nagugulat, ang dami kong naririnig na body part ng kabayo.
Ay,
diba? Ay, ng kabayo. And the top, my mama taught me comes from shrubs.
Shrub says,
my mama taught me zoology. Habang nanonood siya ng paborito niyang soap, hayop, animal.
Actually, that's...
Ahas.
Ahas ka.
Ahas ka.
Fiyo
Unggoy.
Diba?
Grabe.
Puro ganun, hayop, animal.
Unggoy.
Ahas. Unggoy.
Bird.
Ay. Hindi na atatali sa alright, so the top 10, my mama taught me. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My Mama Taught.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 4. La la la
la. The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Final top 10 for today. The top 10 My Mama Taught Me. Thank you, Shivana. It's our Mother's Day tribute. Kiko Monster says, My Mama Taught Me Concern for Animal Welfare. Oh, buhay ka pang hayop ka.
Buhay ka pang hayop ka.
Mash Plutonium says, My Mom Taught Me Agriculture.
Hmm. Okay.
Hindi ka lalabas ng bahay. Agree. Agriculture.
It's the culture of agreeing with your mother.
Midnight Cree says, My mama taught me anticipation. Just you wait till I get home.
Lock on. That's always like...
Diba?
Yeah, you know,
just
that,
you wait.
I'm sure you guys never had to go through this because never naman kayong bumagsak. Pero like... I would hate that. Nung college
kasi
ako.
Kasi uwi na sila.
Tapos pauwi ako. Tapos yung dala-dala ko yung class cards ko.
And oh, no.
I hated that. It was like the longest drive home.
That was never our problem.
Yeah.
Whatever, losers.
Oh, I'm waiting
you
for
you never enjoyed life.
I'm waiting for the reward.
Whatever.
Lock on Strata says.
What a nerd.
My mama taught me, parang consequence, yung consequences. Mm-hmm. Hindi ibig sabihin na kapag malaki ang sugat, malaki din ang pekla.
Mm.
Hindi ibig sabihin, ha? Di ba? You would think same
lakas
size.
Na loob nito.
Same size ang sugat at peklat, di ba? Pero not always.
Ganun.
Minsan mas malaki isa. Princess Dwayne B says, My mama taught me consideration. Hindi masama maging bakla. Huwag mo lang kaming tatalbugan sa kagandahan ng ate mo.
That's kind of cute.
Sharkbait says, My mama taught me conscience. Anak, yung isang venti mo, tatlong buwang kape na namin.
Mm. My mom used to do that.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, My mama taught me claustro mathematics. Pag nagkulong kayo sa kwarto, magmumultiply kayo. Ako, Nicolette says, My mama taught me contortionism. Tignan mo yung dumi sa batok mo. Tignan mo.
Actually, you can't.
Which you can.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can with a mirror.
Yeah, pero diba?
Like, tinitingnan mo rin naman siya sa mirror.
Sabagay, but it's difficult. Jelly Shosso says, My mama taught me precision. Kasi pag kumakanta siya, We could have had it all, moaning in the deep. Parang iba yung ginagawa nila sa ocean. Tammy Boy says, My mama taught me how to doggy. Adonis Mabangis says, My mama taught me history. Nakikinig ka kina Chico at Del? Dalaga pa ako, pinapakinggan ko na yan.
Whatever!
Oy, but that's happened.
Ay, whatever.
No, you know, one of our listeners, binoko niya kami.
Like
he said, I've been listening on stage, ha?
On stage.
On stage for the host of other CEOs.
Right.
I listened to these guys for 17 years. We're like, no! What are you doing?
Ay,
Chenong says, My mama taught me parkour.
Wow. Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Kasi lagi niya ako sinasara ng gate.
So, umaakit ng bako.
Natuto ako umakit ng bako.
Tapos itatalon siya across the gate onto
onto the
kotse.
Diba? Oo.
Tapos dire-diretso sa door.
Tapos ano pa, light-footed pa dapat yun kasi di ka narinig.
Correct.
Ken Karot says, My mama taught me martial arts. Umayos ka, kundi makakatikim ka ng flying kick sa
alam mo, I always found it so funny when moms would say
that. Exaggerate? My mom! She would say stuff like, Sipain kita, umabot ka sambales.
Hindi, saka yung lumuha ka ng pako.
Oo, oh, lumuha ka ng pako.
Lumuha ka ng piano.
Tadyakan kita, magpawis ka ng palayok.
Grabe.
Ganun.
Sa akin kasi, usually, like, her threat would be like, parang sasampalin kita in front of other people. Kasi so, parang it's embarrassing eh.
My mom kasi is hyperbolic.
Pag nasa mall, yung mga, when I was a kid talaga, parang tumahimik ka dyan. Kung hindi, sasampalin kita dito. Alam mo yung ganun? So parang yung bilik ako.
Public humiliation.
Public humiliation.
Or hubarin ko yung pantalon mo in front of everyone.
Hindi ako masyadong mahihiya doon.
Mayabang to.
Whatever.
He's like, finally, attention I deserve.
Pero pag t-shirt, wag.
Hindi ako, ano ng mom ko, hubarin ko yung pantalon mo para makita lang lahat na nagsusot ka ng panty.
Sige lang. Wag today. Hindi ako naka-Victoria's Secret today.
Coco Hernandez says, My mama taught me acceptance. I once told her, Mama, I hate that I'm so short. Sagot niya sa akin, wala na tayong magagawa doon.
Hey, what about this one? From FPJ Jr. My mama taught me immortality. Kahit ilang taon na, baby pa rin ang tawag sa'yo.
Oh, that's cute.
That's true, diba?
That's actually cute.
Parang, like now, babe, ano pa rin, parang minsan, I still get it.
Baby?
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Kasi, not naman baby in general, pero, directly, pero parang, alam mo yung, may baby boy, parang ganun.
Ay,
kasi
ay,
bata, ako yung bunso eh.
Uh-oh.
So I would still hear it.
And for Rennie Boy says, my mama taught me na hindi si Nora or si Vilma ang best actress. Mga linya niya, lahat ako gumagawa. Paglilinis, pagluluto, paglalaba. Sige, manood lang kayo ng TV.
Yun. Guilt trip eh, no?
And the top, my mama taught me comes from OMGN.
OMGN says,
his mama taught him two things. OMGN says, my mama taught me relativity. Hoy, gising na, tanghali na. Pero pagtingin mo sa oras, 5 a.m. Tanghali, 5 a.m. Ganun.
They exaggerate.
Tanghali yan.
Exagge.
And then from OMGN din, my mama taught me fractions.
Okay.
Bibilang ako ng tatlo. Isa. Dalawa. 2 1/2. 2 3/4. Like, she doesn't really want to punish you. She doesn't want to punish you. So she wants to, you know, extend the deadline a little bit more.
Actually, ang hirap kaya mamalo.
Ang hirap nun.
Ang hirap.
So lagi, nag-fractions na lang siya.
I don't like it.
Minsan masaya naman.
Alright, what about us? Do you have one? My mama taught me.
My mama taught me reasoning. Kasi magaling ako mag-rason dahil sa kanya.
Sa kanya ka natuto.
Oo, no, not because of, not because she always gave me a reason, but because I always had to come up with one. Yung magpapalusot ka. Na parang hindi eh, kasi ganito yan eh. Kasi ganyan yan eh.
Ako ba ano? Oh my gosh.
Dami mo nakuha sa nanay mo eh. Sa totoo lang. Like
No, but if
you're
you think
like the
about
mirror
it,
image of your mother.
We all learn so much from our moms, even if we don't want to learn it. You know what I mean?
We take it from them without knowing it.
Yeah. I honestly learned how to be bitchy because of my mom.
You learned well.
You learned well. You were taught very well.
I learned from the best. And as in, alam mo ba, when the song A Bitch by Meredith Brooks came out, she was so, hey, that's my song.
Wow.
Mom.
My mama taught me. Oh my gosh, I don't know where to start.
Dami kasi.
I can't even choose. My mama taught me never to settle. Kasi parang growing up, she would always be like, whenever her friends would ask her na parang guwapo na masama ugali o mabait na pangit. And she would always tell them na parang, why settle for any one of those when you can get somebody who's good looking and who's nice and like whatever.
Which you think you are.
No. I just don't want to settle for that. You know what
ayaw
I mean?
Mo ng gwapong.
ayaw ko ng gwapong pangit ugali. Gusto ko yung gwapo na maganda ugali.
Dama na.
Ako, my mama taught me yung that paranoia about like not having any money when you grow up. As in, talagang laging ganyan siya. Like, pag hindi ka nag-aral, you know, maglilimos ka sa labas ng mga, sa tabi ng mga garbage cans.
Sa tabi ng mga garbage cans?
Hindi, I mean like,
pag ikaw hindi ka nag-ano, maglilimos ka sa tabi ng mga garbage cans.
Ikaw, pag hindi ka nag-aral, ha, ang mangyayari sa'yo, magtatrabaho ka sa katabi ng garbage cans.
O kaya, pag hindi ka nag-aral, lalaki kang mahirap, tapos yung second-hand Volvo lang mabibili mo.
Nakakainis.
Oh my God.
Lalaki kang mahirap at second-hand Volvo
tapos
lang mabibili mo.
Alam mo lahat na nakikinig sa atin na nagdadrive na second-hand Volvo.
Parang walang hiya to. Did he just call?
Oh my
God! Yeah, well, sabagay, wealth naman is very it's relative.
Relative.
It's relative.
Those who have it,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they want more. I don't know what my mom taught me.
And hi to Colleen, she's tuned in. Hi.
Hi, Colleen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh.
Hi. And to Camilo, all the way from Vienna.
Hi.
Wow. How are the sausages?
Good naben.
Okay, naman daw.
Good naben.
Okay, naman yata.
My mom had taught me.
Do they really have Vienna sausage in Vienna?
It's just called the sausage.
Sausage. Huh. My mama taught me.
I know what your mama taught you.
What?
That what not all Delamar wants, Delamar gets.
So I learned. Kasi nauna, I believed her that not all you want, you get. Tapos when I was growing up, I don't want all that I want.
Mm.
I mean, sometimes you have to get what you want. Diba? You can't have it
Did you want white?
Because you got it.
I got as, white and a half.
As shown evidently.
Okay, that's it. Gotta go, guys. Have a great Tuesday.
Bye, guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Magtutuos pa kami after the show.
Magsusuntukan pa kami.
Alright.
Sabunutan? Anong suntukan?
Hindi, ikaw. Susuntukin mo kami. Sasabunutan
ka namin. Goodbye,
kasi guys.
Kasi mahaba hair mo. Pero mahaba rin hair namin.
Okay na.
Okay na.
Kasi tumubo na.
Oo.
Okay na.
Okay.
Bye, guys. Monster Radio. RX 93.1.